Governor Jan Brewer says in her veto letter that she refuses to put at risk the thousands of jobs provided by the astronomy industry. Professional astronomers say the veto means the state is serious about protecting dark skies needed for the industry and its economic boost to the state. Billboard companies admit they're disappointed with the veto, but say they're willing to work with astronomers on a future compromise. Arizona cities like Tucson and Flagstaff long ago agreed to limit light pollution specifically to protect nearby observatories. Buell Januzzi, an astronomer with the National Optical Astronomy Observatory, says similar arrangements to the ones made in Tucson and Flagstaff could be made statewide with a simple goal in mind.
How to meet some of their most important needs while mitigating the damage that any more light always has on the observations we're trying to make. If you look at the history of the outdoor lighting ordinances in southern Arizona, we work very closely with business communities, the Arizona Sign Association, neighborhood groups, et cetera, to balance various things against each other to get the win-win solution.
Billboard companies asked the legislature to change the law after a 2011 decision by the Arizona Court of Appeals that threatened about 70 existing electronic billboards in the state. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.